Every time you've been upset with another human being, the upset has not been about the other human being. It's been an upset about the differences you have between your rules about how things should or must be, how people should or must be treated, how someone should or must communicate to you, how that's different than somebody else's rules. Now see if you buy that idea. I think you're going to find it's accurate if you look at your real life. Think of last time you're really upset with somebody. Now I know you've never been upset with anybody, but if you once had been upset, let's think of such an example. Now, as you think back at that situation, what were you really upset about? You say, well, I was upset with a person. No, you weren't upset with a person. You're upset about an issue. You're upset about something that was done or not done. People get very upset when their rules get violated. See, some people have rules about respect. And the rules for respect are, if you respect me, you never raise your voice. But you know, they may be in a relationship with somebody who has a rule that says, if I respect somebody, I share with all my feelings and all my emotions exactly how I feel in the moment with all my intensity, because otherwise I wouldn't be respecting you, I wouldn't be telling you how I really feel, I wouldn't be being truthful. Can you imagine how these people feel when they get together? Rules determine where we go, who we are, who we can even be with, whether we're happy or sad. I'm curious, what does it take for you to feel like you're respected by someone? What are your rules? You may say, well, I don't have any rules. Oh, yes, you do. You may not be aware of them consciously, but you do have them. So think for a second, what does it take for you to feel like you're respected by someone? Well, you might say, well, they need to, like, you know, not ever, you know, make me wrong, or they need to, like, respect my opinions. Well, how do you know if they respect your opinions? If they just sit there and listen? For some people, that's all it takes. For other people, they have to actively agree. Some people do not feel respected unless someone agrees with their view. Some people, I say, what does it take for you to feel respected? They say, well, I have to feel like this person agrees with me. Isn't that interesting? What's their chances of feeling disrespected by someone? Very good, because lots of people have different views other than yours. So we have to make sure that we're aware if our rules are appropriate or not. And if we're going to work with other people, we want, when we get in the game, to understand other people's rules, because there's a good chance we're going to have some differences. The more we understand what a person's rules are, what their standards are, what they really need to feel fulfilled, then we can work on meeting those needs and vice versa. We can teach them what we need to feel fulfilled. Let's take a look at how rules impact even more personally in a relationship. Let's look at the emotion of love. What are the rules you have for knowing somebody loves you? Well, somebody's rules, if you ask, what does it take for you to know somebody loves you? They say, well, if they smile at me. Some people have to be told they're loved or they won't believe you love them. Did you see the movie Ghost? There's an interesting thing about rules in the very beginning. The main characters are played by Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore. And early in the film, Demi Moore turns to him and she says, I love you. And he turns back to her and says, ditto. And she finally gets upset about it. And she says, you know, you never say you love me. You know, that bothers me. I don't feel like you really love me, you know? And he says, I love you, but I just don't say it. That's not what it's about. I'm not about saying I love you. Everybody says they love you, and they don't mean it. Here are two people, and they're having an argument already. What are they arguing over? They're arguing over their own personal standards on what it takes for them to feel loved. I mean, some people don't know they're loved unless you touch them a certain way. And you think that they know you love them because you tell them all the time. It won't do it, not at the deepest level of love. So the value of realizing this first distinction, that almost everyone you meet is going to have rules that are different than you have, is that with that awareness, you can now dig in and find out what somebody's rules are, and now you can meet their deepest needs. See, if you love someone and you say, I love you, but that's not what they need, their rule is they have to be touched, and you don't touch them, then you're not going to give them what you really want to give them. In fact, if you want to make someone feel like they're loved, whose rules do you use to decide how to make them feel loved? Well, you and I both know the answer. We use our own rules. So if you're the kind of person that, you know, wants to be hugged, what do you tend to do? You tend to hug that person. But maybe they need to hear, I love you, and you're just hugging them. And they need to hear it in a certain tone of voice, and you don't duplicate that, because that's not what you need. I mean, the classic thing I hear in personal relationships all the time is, especially when they've gone through threshold, or the relationship's about to end, and I'll hear the man or woman say, I gave them my whole life, I gave them everything. I gave them everything that I could possibly give them as a human being. And invariably, you know what really is true? They gave them everything except what the other person really wanted and needed. They met their own rules. They didn't meet their partner's rules. And if you want someone else to feel loved, you can't do it in your way. You got to do it in the way that meets their needs. And what it allows us to do is allows us to appreciate people and understand people's behavior and connect closer with people. But realize, if you've got an upset with somebody, that upset is about breaking somebody's rules. Check this out, though.